somewhat ammonia-scented darkness. "About here, it do," she said. "Got a match?" The sulphurous glow revealed a flat rock with a crude drawing scratched on it. Ochre had been rubbed into the lines. They showed a figure of an owl-eyed man wearing an animal skin and horns. In the flickering light he seemed to dance. There was a runic inscription underneath. "Anyone ever worked out what that says?" said Casanunda. Nanny Og nodded. "It's a variant of Ogham," she said. "Basically, it means, I've got a great big tonker." "Ogham," said the dwarf. "My family has been in these, how shall I put it, in these parts for a very long time," said Nanny. "Knowing you is a real education, Mrs. Og," said Casanunda. "Everyone says that. Just shove the crowbar down the side of the stone, will you? I've always wanted an excuse to go down there." "What is down there?" "Well, it leads into Lancre Caves. They run everywhere, I've heard, even up to Copperhead. There's supposed to be an entrance in the castle, but I've never found it. But mainly they lead to the world of the elves." "I thought the dancers led to the world of the elves." "This is the other world of the elves." "I thought they only had one."
"They don't talk about this one."
"And you want to go into it?"
"Yes."
"You want to find elves?"
"That's right. Now, are you going to stand here all night, or are you going to crowbar that stone?" She gave him a nudge. "There's gold down there, you know."
"Oh, yes, thanks very much," said Casanunda sarcastically. "That species, that is, just because I am vertically disadvantaged, you're trying to get round me with gold, Dwarfs are just a lot of appetites on legs, that's what you think, huh?"
Nanny sighed. "Oh, all right," she said. "Tell you what, when we get back home, I'll bake you some proper dwarf bread. How about that?"
Casanunda's face split into a disbelieving grin.
"Real dwarf bread?"
"Yes. I reckon I've still got the recipe. Anyway, it's been weeks since I emptied out the cat box." There are many recipes for the flat, round loaves of Lancre dwarf bread, but the common aim of all of them is to make a field ration that is long-lasting, easily packed, and can disembowel the enemy if skimmed through the air hard enough. Edibility is a kind of optional extra. Most recipes are a closely guarded secret, apart from the gravel.
"Well, all right."
Casanunda rammed one end of the crowbar under the stone and pulled on it with dwarfish strength. After a moment's resistance, the stone swung up. There were steps below, thick with earth and old roots. Nanny started down them without a look back and then realized that the dwarf wasn't following.
"What's the matter?"
"Never liked dark and enclosed spaces much."
"What? You're a dwarf."
"Born a dwarf, born a dwarf. But I even get nervous when I'm hiding in wardrobes. That's a bit of a drawback in my line of work."
"Oh, don't be daft. I'm not scared."
"You're not me.
Tell you what, I'll bake 'em with extra gravel."
"Oh, you're a temptress, Mrs. Og. And bring the torches."
The caves were dry and warm. Casanunda trotted along after Nanny, anxious to stay in the torchlight.
"You haven't been down here before?"
"No, but I know the way."
After a while, Casanunda began to feel better. The caves were better than wardrobes. For one thing, you weren't tripping over shoes all the time, and there probably wasn't much chance of a sword-wielding husband opening the door. In fact, he began to feel happy. The words rose unbidden into his head from somewhere in the back pocket of his jeans.
"Hi-ho! Hi-ho!"
Nanny Og grinned in the darkness. The tunnel opened into a cavern. The torchlight picked up the suggestion of distant walls.
"This it?" said Casanunda, gripping the crowbar.
"No, this is something else. We know about this place. It's mythical."
"It's not real?"
"Oh, it's real. And mythical."
The torch flared. There were hundreds of dust-covered slabs ranged around the cavern in a spiral. At the centre of the spiral was a huge bell, suspended from a rope that disappeared into the darkness of the ceiling. Just under the hanging bell was one pile of silver coins and one pile of gold coins.
"Don't touch the money," said Nanny. "Here, watch this. My dad told me about this. It's a good trick."
She reached out and tapped the bell very gently, causing a faint ting. Dust cascaded off the nearest slab.